2-1-2 break. Lead pass, Celebrini moving in, shoot, star!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Will Smith in front, he scores!
As the official ticket marketplace of the Sharks in the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Palat the drive, great save by Askarov!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Barracuda fall 5-2 to the Colorado Eagles. They fail to earn even a single point at two games here on the road to kick off this four-game road trip. They have dropped now in this building dating back to the 2021-22 season. They have failed to pick up a win in their last nine straight games, and they have been outscored during that stretch 48-21. Colorado has now picked up points in eight straight. They are 18-4-2-2 on home ice. They are up to 60 points, 1 point behind first place Calgary. With a couple of games in hand, they now hit the road for four straight. A two-game set in Abbotsford and then a two-game set in Texas. Barracuda certainly didn't do themselves any favor in this game. They take two penalties in the first period. Colorado scores on both of them, including a five-minute major against Thomas Bortolo. He was given the gate for a cross-check on Chris Wagner late in the first period at 16:21. Colorado would score at 5:08 on their first power play. A goal by forward Yuri Inala, who we did not see last night, his eighth of the year. Then Jacob McDonald, who scored three times yesterday, would score on the power play, his 11th power play goal of the year, 21st of the season, tying in on both of those first period goals. Jacob Weiss was also in on both those first period goals with assists. So the Barracuda were playing from behind. They had to kill off 1:21 of Colorado power play time to begin the second because of the carryover on the five-minute major against Bortolo. They did a good job of killing it off, and they would find a way to make the game a bit interesting in the second period as Colin White, who has been heating up since coming back to the AHL, would make it points in five straight. He'd rip home his seventh of the year to make it 2-1. Time of the second period, goal for White at 6:47. For Colorado Sticks, it's rushed out of the zone by Mayer. Inala coming down the right side, takes a bump. Barracuda in their own defensive zone, trying to work it up the near side wall. That's cut off, then Mayer gives it away. Here comes Colin White down the left wing side, carrying speed over the line, works to the net, shoots and scores! Colin White against the grain beats Trent Miner, and the Barracuda are on the board with 13:13 left in the second period. Big goal for Colin White. Unfortunately, exactly 3 minutes later at 9:47, after a Barracuda turnover at the offensive blue line, the Eagles would strike again. And once again, it was Yuri Inala who would find the back of the net. As Sendin would drop it for him, and Inala would beat Yaroslav Askarov, blocker side, to push Colorado's lead back to two. Away from the defenseman in Weiss, who's actually a forward, but defending. Now Furlong trying to hold, he can't do so. Delayed offside against Nakuda, now given off for Sendin. Sendin snaking in the slot, leaves from it, shoots, they score! Inala's second of the game, his ninth of the season. Colorado up 3-1. But the Eagles would give the Barracuda some life in the second period. They would take back-to-back minors. First, Wyatt Ahmet for roughing. And then on the ensuing face-off draw, a delay-of-game penalty against Nikita Prishchapov. That would give the Barracuda a 5-on-3 power play, and they would take advantage of it. Philip Biested would wire home a feed from Luca Cagnoni to make it a 3-2 score at the time. Biested's ninth of the year. 21 of them, and he's got 14 helpers on the advantage. Gives off for White, in tight, White, back Cagnoni, and Cagnoni, instead of shooting, regroups. One-timer, Biested scores! Oh, what a feed from Cagnoni! Miner couldn't get over in time, and it's back to a one-goal differential as Philip Biested strikes on the power play. Barracuda once again hope in the second period, but a penalty against Anthony Vincent for roughing at 17-16 leads to another Colorado power play. Barracuda had not given up three power play goals all season long, but they would tonight. And once again, it was Yuri Anala finding the back of the net as he'd rip home a one-timer to push Colorado's lead back up to two. Now McDonald with the puck. Worked into the corner. McDonald up to 11 power play goals on the year. And he's got the puck on his stick, left point. Down low for Tynan, 1:35 remaining here in the second. Weiss has it. One-timer, they score. It's the hat trick, back-to-back game for Colorado, which they get a hat trick. Yuri Anala beats Askarov, cannot get over to the post in time. Yeah, just squibbed through. Colorado pushes its lead back to two, and that was really San Jose's final nail in the coffin. Colorado would tack on another one in the third after another giveaway. Oscar allows in his ninth of the season from Ivan as Colorado rolls to the 5-2 victory. San Jose has dropped nine straight inside of this building. First time in franchise history in which they give up hat tricks in back-to-back games. First time this season in which they give up three power play goals. Final shots, 27-18 in favor. Now, they've got to adjust the shots. Excuse me. Final shots, 28-27 in favor of Colorado. Box score incorrect. Barracuda go 1-for-3 on the power play. Colorado 3-for-3 on the advantage. And the Eagles roll to the win. TJ Tynan finishes with three helpers in the win. Anala had three assists for Colorado. Jake Weiss also had three assists in the win for the Eagles, and Trent Miner picks up the victory. And for Miner, he picks up his first win in his career in three attempts against the Barracuda, and his AHL record this season improves to 10-5-5 on the year. Yaroslav Askarov, the losing goaltender, allows 5-on-27. He has dropped now four straight. His record falls to 9-7-1 on the year. Let's go over our three stars. Jake Weiss is our number three star. Three assists tonight, three shots on net. TJ Tynan, the Wiley vet, also picks up three assists. One shot on net for him in two penalty minutes. And no surprise, Yuri Anala picks up the number one star. Had the hat trick. Five shots on net for Anala. And the Colorado Eagles pick up their 27th win. They are 1 point behind the Calgary Wranglers for the top spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 26 minutes. 2,089 sod here at the Blue Arena. I think they'll adjust that. There was a lot more than that inside of this building. This building holds about 7,000. It looked at near full capacity, but that's right now the number they've got in the box score. Barracuda will look to get back on track on Saturday. They travel to Bakersfield. That's a 7 o'clock puck drop. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 6:30 on the Sharks Audio Network and, of course, on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. A final here from the Blue Arena. The Eagles 5, the Barracuda 2. Cuda failed to pick up points in either game against Colorado. They have dropped now 5 straight on visiting ice and are now 3 points below 500 on the year. They stay put at 53 points on this season. Until Saturday, I'm Nick Nolenberger, thanking you for watching and listening and saying so long and good night from the Blue Arena in Loveland. Right.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.
Turn my heart.